Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Holiday Gift Guide. Home for the holidays, tis the season to shop small and share big. I am Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. And today we're serving up something delicious for our foodies out there. So, yeah, you can buy food gifts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And not just gift cards.
Right.
Those are good too.
Right.
I've got a drawer of them that I like to shuffle through.
Okay.
But we're talking about local makers.
Yes.
Right? People whose products fit in a nice little gift bag or something that you can bring as your side dish if you're being invited to dinner.
Okay.
And you're not the cook. Go visit your local makers.
Yes.
Let them make it for you.
Yes, I love that. So this one's for the home chefs, the coffee addicts, the people who plan their holidays around what's on the table. Love that.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So let's get into it. What are we going to talk about today, Margaret?
What's the food you wait all year for? Like, you know, it's the holiday
food. Okay,
so
I think some cultures call it dressing or stuffing, right? I call it dressing.
Okay. You call it stuffing.
Yes. Okay. So I wait all year for my mom's dressing, and she's taught me there are variations, right? Some have sausage. I don't eat pork anymore, but some have sausage. Some have oysters. But I like the classic. What about you?
Dressing for sure.
Right? Yes.
So I make a duck confit.
Yes, bring it. And by the way, this is Veronica Moore, owner of Taste Smokers, also known as Black Skin Plant Mama.
Brown Skin Plant Mama.
Love it.
Yes. But dressing, I can't believe you have one that you do a specific one like that.
Yes. I tried it a couple years ago because we like to have different proteins. And I was like, what would happen if we put some duck in the dressing?
Yes.
Like shred it up.
Yes.
Put it in there for a little surprise.
Yes.
And then it has become the staple. I can't not make it.
Of course.
My husband's like, you're not making regular dressing.
Ever again.
It needs to be duck confit.
Ever again.
Yeah.
Okay. So love the dressing. Margaret, did you give us your go-to?
No, but I do. I like stuffing. My dressing is stuffed. And it is so basic. It's so basic, but it has like a pound of butter in it.
Yes.
And the dry, plain bread cubes, onion, and celery, and thyme.
Plain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they're dried and
but then
plain,
you add
and then
seasoning.
We add the butter. It's all about the butter and a little chicken stock.
Okay.
But it's so boring. It's so basic, but it's so good.
Okay. Yes, it is. But especially as it gets like crispy on the top. Yes.
Yeah. But I have to say, the other thing that is like synonymous with the holidays for me is Chex Mix.
Oh, okay. Talk to me.
Like homemade Chex Mix.
Okay.
Like my mom used to make it in an electric fry pan, the square fry pan.
Which, by the way, that's a nice home gift, by the way.
It is.
Yes. Those are convenient.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually still have mine.
Yes.
But yeah, you roast it and I like to do extra seasoning on mine.
Yes,
so a lot of people don't like to eat my Chex Mix because I make it extra spicy.
Ooh, that's nice.
Good.
Anyway, all right. Good. So what are we washing down all of this bread with? What's your favorite go-to holiday drink?
Are we talking with a little spirits?
Whatever.
I do like a peppermint espresso martini.
Oh,
that's one.
That. Santa's helper.
One, yes.
Oh, that's good.
What's in that?
Helper is good.
Santa's helper. I don't know. That's what I'm naming
your
drink.
I thought
you were talking about
the beer.
No, that's
what I'm naming your drink because you need a little caffeine.
It is a beer. Yeah. Oh. Santa's little helper is a beer.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I wonder who has that. We should drop a small business name.
Brewworks.
Awesome.
Okay.
What's your holiday drink?
Coquito.
Do you make it?
No.
Mm.
Okay. I've tried and I can. But it's just, I like it with some little Puerto Rican love.
Love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So where do you get it from?
Folks who make it locally.
I know.
Okay. Put out a Facebook
all right. Call.
She's
getting
it
on
on
the black market over here.
Yes. That's the Facebook. There's a Facebook link.
That's the best
link.
One. Somebody's mama's kitchen somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or ginger ale. If we're not talking spirits, a nice ginger ale over ice.
Nice. A little cranberry ginger ale?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mine's a white cranberry Cosmo.
Oh.
And you just put a few frozen cranberries in it.
Nice.
Fancy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Are you a cook, a helper, or just an enjoyer of the holiday
meal? I am in total control. I am the cook, and you don't want anyone else near me.
Like, get out of my kitchen?
Don't bring anything to my house. I'm either in total control or I'm only an enjoyer.
Okay.
Although last year we did cook at my brother's and I ended up taking over.
Yes, I've done that before. I've done that. Gone to someone else's home and been like, oh, can I help? And then just,
yeah.
Here, why don't you sit down? I've done that.
Where's your potato masher?
A number of times. Yes.
I'm the cooker.
Yeah.
I'm cooking. I'm like you. Folks are like, do you need help? No, thank you. Please go sit down and enjoy, you know, whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I enjoy the food a little bit later.
Okay.
Because I'm cooking and I'm tasting and I'm, you know, making sure everything is what it needs to be. So I'll make my plate about 30 minutes after everybody else.
Oh, really? Oh, you wait until everybody's done eating.
Right. Yeah, well, because don't you always have to put out more gravy, right? I feel like in that first 20 minutes, no matter how much
always
gravy,
need more gravy,
there's a more gravy sauce. Need.
Yeah.
Yes. And cranberry sauce. Those are the two. You instantly, the first 20 minutes, there will be another gravy and cranberry need. Yeah.
I don't know the cranberry need, but the gravy is certainly.
Yes.
Yeah.
The cranberry with the dressing.
Mm.
You have to make it yourself. Mm. We no longer do ocean spray.
Oh, come on, the can.
Out the can. No.
Oh, I like
with
the can.
Lines.
The jelly can.
You just put that whole thing plunk.
No.
So then you got to tell us what to do.
I'm going to make y'all some.
Well, yes. We need to put that out there.
Put that on the black market, please.
I would not eat it like that as a child. I would refuse to eat out of the can because I'm just like, no.
What is that? What is that?
And one year, I was like, I'm going to make it myself. And it is
it's
a
good.
Legit holiday favorite.
It is good. I have had it homemade.
Yes.
We're going to have to put Veronica's holiday cranberry on. Yes, recipe.
Absolutely.
Oh, we'll do that.
I will happily share.
Oh,
okay,
that.
Good. Yes. That'll be good. It'll be coming out right after this.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into what you have the taste smokers.
The taste smokers, yes.
In South Side Bethlehem.
Yes.
On the South Side of Bethlehem, 318 East 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a journey.
It has.
We did not start off in Bethlehem.
Right. Tell us the story.
The origin story, I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. So we started in October 2018 in Hellertown in a parking lot on Water Street.
Yes, mm-hmm.
The self-storage parking lot.
Yes.
We started as a mobile food establishment as the Department of Agriculture categorizes it.
Okay.
And so that allowed for you to operate as someone who offers food to the public. That's sanctioned, right? You have all of your health guidelines that are followed. And when we did that in 2018, it was during the time that all of the food trucks would pack up for the winter in 2018.
Okay.
And so we were like, all right, this is an opportunity for us to truly get our name out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to be out in the winter time. The elements are going to be not in our favor, and we're not in an enclosed trailer, right?
Oh,
right. Yes, because you said you were in a parking lot.
Yeah.
So, okay.
We have a game day 6-foot smoker pit.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yes.
So the only enclosure we would have is the tent, right, that would cover our table, right, that was out there. So we were literally cooking in the snow. We would pop up at the breweries and the wineries in the area, and one of the first breweries that we popped up at was Hop Hill, which used to be in Bethlehem.
Mm.
And now they have 3 Little Birds Distillery in Macungie.
Okay.
So that's where we started. It was the day after Thanksgiving of 2018.
And that was your very first day?
That was our very first day at the brewery.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So we did that for a couple of years. We did a lot of the local festivals in the Lehigh Valley, catering for huge corporations, family gatherings, and then in 2020, we endured the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
it was a lot.
Yeah.
So that's when you had to change direction, I would assume.
We didn't have to change direction then. The community truly came out, and they supported us.
Okay.
They are the reason that we were able to sustain all of the rules and regulations that were at play, and they were changing every other week.
Yeah.
And so we had to truly persevere through that, but the community came through for us and with us. And that, I won't say that that's what changed our mindset about the community, because we were community advocates before we were restaurateurs.
Right.
But it let us know the power of community. Mm-hmm. Had people not come out and supported small businesses during that time, not just our establishment, but many different establishments, we wouldn't have made it.
Right.
And so at the end of 2020, we had an opportunity to open a commercial space.
Okay.
And I was like, hell no. I told my husband, no, I am not interested in this.
Isn't that always our breakthrough moment?
I was like,
the thing that we are most animate about in the business arena is the thing that will change your life.
It will change your life. I was just like, have you not seen what we just went through, and you want us to open up an establishment that has even more regulations and no, Q, no. He's like, we will not wonder about the what if. If it's meant to be, then God will allow for it to be.
That was powerful.
And I was like, all right, so.
And let's take a moment. I'm sorry to interrupt, but to take, you're saying Q. So Q is your pitmaster,
yes.
Your husband.
He's the pit. He is my hubby. He is my honey.
Yes.
He is the pitmaster. He is the person behind why the Taste Smokers even exists. This was his opportunity to say, I want to provide something different for our family. I want us to do something different. I no longer want to be in the workplace where there's toxic environments. So I'm going to take a chance. And I need you to trust me.
Right.
And I said, okay.
And that's, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. That's family. And that's also something that I think it's really important to touch on, is that when we're talking about small businesses and we're talking about the holidays, it's just, and I love that having people on like you, Veronica, and able to tell the story and the journey, because these are our neighbors. Our neighbors, these small businesses, they're our heartbeat, they're our neighbors, and it's so important. You know, I know it's easy for us to, and there's nothing wrong, but it's easy for us to order online, but we have to remember that if we say we're community, then you have to be community. And that's why I love that we're able to bring people on and tell their stories.
Yeah.
And you all are both in the South Side Arts District of Bethlehem, right? And there's that. This is it has its own little micro community, right?
Yes,
of business owners.
We're very prideful to be on the South Side.
South Side. I love the South Side.
South Side alive. South Side, best side is what we say. We love our North Side alive folks too.
Yeah, some friendly competition is okay. So tell us what kind of food it's barbecue. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you serve up.
So brisket, pulled pork, ribs, smoked salmon, sausage that we also get from Sailor and Company. So big ups again to the small businesses. We love to support our small business merchants. And so we call it Chicago style. You know, it's a fusion of different types of barbecue, right? Okay. When you think about the migration of, you have the saucy, vinegary, North Carolina style. You know, you go to St. Louis and Kansas City, dry rub. You have some sauces in Tennessee and Memphis. We love to say sauce is optional. For us, we do not slather.
Don't. I don't think I've ever actually used a sauce.
And that is a sign of
good barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have never used sauce at Taste Smokers.
We like to hear that.
So you can have your sauce, but you don't need
it. You can have it. We will always have it available for you if you would like to, you know,
dabble a little bit. Make your own sauces.
Yeah. Okay. And we have our Southern sides. Mac and cheese is definitely a fan favorite.
Yes.
Collard greens, elote, yams.
Would you say, what are some, because, you know, we're keeping it community oriented, are there, you mentioned Sailors, are there other local partners that you use or source from, or markets or farmers?
Yes, we get our wood from Shoals Orchard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he is a partner of ours and exclusive. But you know, we had some folks that we were working with before. Everything happens for a reason, right? We were left kind of high and dry before with some of our other suppliers. And, you know, everything works out the way that it needs to. And when you think about the things that Shoals does, mm-hmm. they're very community oriented as well.
Right. Shoals Orchard, yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. when we were looking for someone, I said, why don't we just touch base with them? And it all fell in place.
Nice.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Now, do you do any mobile catering or food truck kind of stuff anymore?
Yes,
you do
absolutely.
Still? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's actually what sustains our business. We will never go away from the mobile aspect of it because that's how we started.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We still participate in food festivals around the Lehigh Valley. We'll continue to do that. And lots of companies do hire us for on-site barbecue experiences because they want their associates to smell the food, right? They want them to
see
the smoker pulled up out there. And they usually do it when they want to give some appreciation to their staff.
Okay.
And we love to do that. We do a wonderful event even with Wind Creek staff, their HR department. They have an employee appreciation event, and we've been doing that for the past couple of years. So we really do love to fuel our collaboration and our activities with community corporations, organizations, and businesses.
So that's a way that a business can support and shop local during the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, throw your holiday party for your employees and
absolutely.
Find a local vendor like Taste Smokers and have them come out. And I love that.
Yes. Taste Smokers, Local Mama Catering.
Yes.
If you want to cater a appreciation party. That would be good.
Love her.
Yes.
Local
Mama Catering. Local that's Mama Beth Raynock.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. What kind
She's not a Southsider, but she might as well be.
She does support lots of things on the South Side. She does.
And what's her menu? What's
on there? She can make anything.
Yeah, she makes anything. She was actually one of Lehigh Valley Style's best caterer 3 years in a row.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to know about these places.
Yes, Local Mama Catering.
She does lots of private chef experiences
now. Yes, lots of private chef experiences.
Oh, wow. That's fun. That's a good idea for, like, to auction off a nonprofit for like a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We just, WDIY's fundraiser, Lehigh Valley Hollywood Squares, Cactus Blue, which is a local Mexican restaurant, donated a taco truck party.
Uh-huh.
That was
fun. That was good.
Yeah, I put in a couple of raffle tickets for that.
I wanted that.
I did. I wanted that bad. My kids wanted that for us. Mom, get the taco truck party. Yes, to pull up to the house, exactly.
So do you do any sort of special things around the holidays, special food items or special gifts, or do you sell your barbecue sauce bottled or anything like that?
Not yet. That's up and coming.
Hmm.
We do have a special holiday menu, and that's usually when we do some of our specials in terms of pricing. There'll be things on our menu that are offered, but for example, you can get a whole brisket for $250.
Okay.
How much poundage is that?
That's a deal. That's going to feed about 10 people.
Oh, okay.
And our catering menu is at $45 a pound.
Oh, so that is huge.
That's huge.
That's great savings.
And that's
smoked.
It's smoked.
So you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do anything. Just pick it up.
Ooh.
And people are slow with it. I'm like, all right, well, you know, this is not coming back again until about, you know,
so apparently
next
make
November.
That phone call. Make that phone call right now, right?
So that's
and
your
to
big
order
dinner
your...
for your big, big dinner, family, friends, whatever it is, whatever the big meal is for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas.
Or even just that week, right? Because I know I go and I'm with my family for at least a week.
And you gotta feed
and the kids. And you have to feed people for more than one day. So
get that brisket. I like it.
You know, after a couple of days I'm done doing dishes. It's time to order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yes. I wanna talk about, I know that you all, you know, we talk community a lot. I know that you and Q use the space, the Taste Smokers venue itself.
Yes.
For many special events and to help out the artists.
Absolutely.
I've seen you do things with the skate shop and the music community. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when you think about the Taste Smokers, we're all about the artistic experience. We look at our food as art.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about community and what happens over food, there is something that's really powerful about that. So when we were designing the space, Q was very intentional about making sure that people walked in and they weren't just walking into a regular restaurant that served barbecue.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like, we know too many artists.
Yes.
He himself is very particular and is a stylist to the T.
Okay.
I mean, very adamant about lots of things in terms of style and decor. But he wanted to make sure that we had a space where artists could display their artwork.
Yes.
And we're not charging them for that.
Oh, I love that. So people come
in. It's for sale.
Cool.
People can come in and inquire about it. And we have our own personal collection that's there as well.
Yes.
And so we want people to come in to our space and feel as though it's an experience. It's not just transactional. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to pivot, you know, to have experiences that people could remember and be really ready to go to the next one.
Nice.
That's more than just sit down, eat, let's go, come back, rinse, repeat.
Yes.
I wanted something a little bit more at the core of people's hearts.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Yeah, love the art on. Yes. I love being in a restaurant and then seeing the different art on the walls.
That's
and
great.
I actually bought, we had our kitchen redone 2 years ago, and I was eating at Twisted Olive, having a lunch meeting, and they had artwork up from a local artist, a whole collection. And we actually bought a piece, and that's what's in our living room. And just because we were sitting there eating and enjoying, like, wow, look at this beautiful artwork.
Okay.
They've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you have any special collaborations coming up?
Special collaborations, so not yet.
Okay.
Right? Not yet. One of the things that we really are excited about in terms of the holiday season for Thanksgiving is that we partner with Community Action Development of Lehigh Valley, or of Bethlehem, excuse me.
Okay.
Community Action Development of Bethlehem, the Boys and Girls Club of Bethlehem.
Wonderful.
And also Lehigh University's Community Service Office.
Wonderful.
To identify families who were affected by all the things that are happening, right, in terms of their benefits being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was resting within my heart. I was like, I can't sit here and not say anything about it, right? We need to be able to activate our community.
Right.
And I said, I don't know what it is, but we just posted on our Facebook and said, would people be interested in sponsoring meals? And it just took off.
Awesome.
Great.
So we partnered with them to identify those families. We're going to be providing them with meals for Thanksgiving.
Wonderful.
And we're also, because of the generosity, oh my goodness, the generosity of the community, we'll also be able to offer them a gift card to a local grocer, $150 each family.
Wow.
I'm trying not to cry.
That's amazing.
People were just, it's like people were waiting.
Yes.
On an opportunity to just say, we want to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be selfless in our giving. We are so blessed with what we have. Let us be a good steward to those around us who are having a hard time right now.
And there are many.
Yeah.
And for us.
We just talked about that last episode.
Yeah.
It was the joy of giving. And we had Dawn Godshall on. And, you know, she was saying that 40% of the people that
increase in food.
Right. In food pantries. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We needed to do that.
I love it.
Now, can people still donate, or how can people still help to this initiative?
So right now, I think that we're in a good spot.
Okay.
I think that we are good to just go ahead and work with the families that we have. If people would like to donate, what I would ask is that they find another community agency or an organization
to partner with
that needs that.
Okay.
Right? And to give that money freely to them, or to give those resources freely to them. We're blessed with the contributions that people have given us with this initiative. We just want to be able to pay it forward.
Right.
I love it. Well, let's pay forward a few of our other shops that we want to talk about. And two of these are Rising Tide Community Loan Fund recipients.
Okay.
So again, shouting out Community Action, Lehigh Valley runs the Rising Tide. So Triple Sun Spirits, they're in Emmaus and New Tripoli, and they craft small batch rum, gin, and whiskey that make perfect gifts for the holiday or to bring along to somebody's house. So check out Triple Sun Spirits. And then what about the coffee people?
We have the Mad Hatter Coffee Roasters.
Catter.
Catter. Mad.
Cat.
Mad Cat. Cat. Mad Catter.
I'm going to find a way to talk about cats in every
Yes, I know. We should track that. We should definitely make sure we're mapping that. For the coffee lover, Mad Catter Coffee Roasters offers small batch, ethically sourced beans roasted right here in the Lehigh Valley. And their holiday flavors make great stocking stuffers. Mm. And Rising Tide helped them get their start.
Awesome. And, you know, the other thing I love to give to people is, especially, you know, if you're going to somebody's house for a meal, cheese. Ooh. Like specialty cheeses. Mm-hmm. And Center Square Cheese Shop in Easton is a third generation family shop with artisan cheeses, specialty foods, and gift baskets for every taste. So check them out. And then what
and
else?
Then
what
I think
else?
I think it's time for
some
a little
rapid fire.
Okay, yes. Let's do some rapid fire.
Okay.
Ready, Veronica?
I'm ready.
Okay. Favorite brunch spot.
Seabreeze.
I love Seabreeze.
I don't even know that.
Oh.
It's like a little diner. Did they just move?
No.
Okay, good. Never
I don't
mind.
Think so.
Yes.
I hope not. They also own Hellertown Diner as well.
That's what I'm thinking of. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I'll
Hotel Bethlehem for me.
Hotel B? Okay. I'm going Flying Egg.
Ooh, good one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Favorite to go?
I love Thai food to go.
Thai food, Thai 2
on North Side Bethlehem, I will order from my house in Allentown.
Nice.
I love it.
They are good. A favorite of ours recently is Portugalia Barbecue in Freemansburg.
I just have to note real quick. So the barbecue restaurateurs.
Yeah.
Okay. I love
it's
like
this.
It's a different style.
Different.
So it's a different style. It's over hot coal.
Okay.
Oh.
It is so good, so flavorful. When you think about Spanish fusion and barbecue together.
Okay. Yes.
Get the garlic sauce on the side.
Garlic
I don't
sauce
care
on the
if
side,
you're not
everyone.
Getting the shrimp with garlic sauce. Get the garlic sauce on the side and drizzle it on everything.
We are such foodies.
What about you?
Wonder Kitchen.
Been wanting to check out the Wonder Kitchen. Because they're like, they have a farm. And then they have the restaurant, and the farm fuels the restaurant. And they create their dishes based on what they're growing at the farm, which is awesome.
Yes. Do we do coffee? Do we do go-to coffee spot?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to start with Donald's.
Donald's
Donuts.
That's a hard one to say.
I'm getting all tongue-tied today, I guess.
Okay, there's a couple, but like Lit is a great meeting spot. Biddy and Bo's.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm. And then Nowhere Coffee in Allentown.
Got it. Good.
Love Nowhere Coffee. And
there's a spot in Easton. I forget the name. It's like isn't it like a bookstore slash coffee? Yes.
Quadrant.
Yes. Mm. Any for you?
I don't drink coffee.
Okay, how about tea place?
I like tea at home.
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah, nobody's really focused on tea around it. I'm not going to say that. I have not found a place that really focuses on tea.
Okay.
Tea service.
Like a tea bar. I think, isn't Rachel doing that? Isn't Rachel going to do that with her new yoga spot?
Yeah, Simplicity.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so we'll have one coming up. Shout out to Rachel and Simplicity.
Absolutely.
Owner of the Yoga Loft.
Yes.
Oh. Opening spot number 2.
Oasis, yeah.
Nice. Yes. Okay. All right. One more. We got time for one more.
Okay. I don't know. You do it. What do you think? Oh, we got to do wine. Franklin Hill Vineyards.
Oh, okay. Okay, winery. Go to.
Winery. I'm Franklin Hill. Elaine Pavensky.
I love Elaine.
Same.
Yeah. Man, I don't have a go-to. I like to go to all of them.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
There's one. Is there Black River?
Black River Farms, right.
We did our first year anniversary there.
Oh, nice. I love it there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, they're awesome. Their spirits are good as well.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, do you have a different one?
No.
Okay.
Franklin Hills.
Franklin Hills. We're all Franklin Hills down. Okay.
Nice.
And the other ones that we mentioned.
All right.
All right, so I love this episode. Foodie, talking food. Nothing brings people together like food, and nothing tastes better than supporting local.
Yeah. And if you want to keep exploring the Lehigh Valley's culinary scene, check out the podcast on WDIY 88.1. Inside Dish focuses all on local chefs and restaurateurs. Plus, PBS 39 has an amazing lineup of cooking shows and holiday specials at WLVT.org.
And don't miss next week's episodes. We'll shift from the kitchen to the closet with fashion flair. See how local boutiques and designers are making the season stylish.
Awesome. Till next time.
Till next time. Thank you for coming, Veronica.
Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap.